In this country, a single equation determines whether someone's eligible for a kidney transplant. The equation covers a number of factors, but for decades, it measured kidney function differently for black patients. Now, some advocates say that prevented black people from getting transplants in time. Well, that's changing. In September, a National Kidney Task Force mandated the elimination of race as a variable. Sojourner Hebe of WHYY's The Pulse tells the story of how race made its way into the equation and what this change could mean for black patients.
For years, Nicole Jefferson was battling a series of health problems as she juggled a stressful job in the tech industry while raising her daughter. Then in 2003, she wasn't feeling well and went to a hospital with what she thought was a really bad flu.
So when I went to the emergency room that night thinking I had the flu, I was told you have to start dialysis immediately because your kidneys have shut down. I was like, wait, what? What are we talking about? Are we serious?
Jefferson did dialysis for a number of years with success. But more than a decade later, Jefferson started feeling weird again.
So I, begged my doctor to do a biopsy, and he kept telling me no because it wasn't warranted. And I said, well, I'll pay cash out of pocket. I have a feeling.
Jefferson's doctor finally gave in. And when the biopsy results came back, it showed that 90% of her transplanted kidney was scarred and not functioning right. She remembers trying to get on a transplant list at a top hospital in Minnesota.
And they said, we can't put you on the list because your kidney function is not down far enough.
Doctors can estimate kidney function using these complicated equations that take into account things like your weight and your sex. But that day, Jefferson learned the equation was different for her because she's black.
Now, if you take the African-American part away and just say this is the kidney function, we would get treatment a lot sooner.
So here's how this works. Healthy kidneys filter about a half cup of blood every minute, removing waste and extra water, which is released from the body through urine. But to accurately measure that filtration rate, doctors have to check in on the glomeruli, a network of small blood vessels. How much waste are they processing? That is called the glomerular filtration rate, or GFR.
And to actually measure GFR is very difficult because you have to collect a series of blood measurements as well as urine measurements.
That's nephrologist Amaka Inanya from the University of Pennsylvania. Inanya says though GFR is considered the gold standard measurement for kidney function, it's very time-consuming to collect. For years, nephrologists examined the amount of one specific waste product in the blood, serum creatinine, as a shortcut.
And this is very practical because creatinine is easy to measure.
That's Andrew Levy, a nephrologist and researcher whose work changed how kidney function is measured. In 1999, he was leading a research project called the Modified Diet and Renal Disease Study, or MDRD. The study had about 1,600 participants and collected their gold standard kidney function. Think constant urine and blood collection, as well as their creatinine measurements. And in doing that, a clearer picture emerged. For the first time ever, researchers were able to compare how well creatinine could predict gold standard GFR.
And the other things that we found that made the biggest difference in the level of creatinine for the same GFR were the age, the sex, and the race of the patient.
Creatinine is essentially a breakdown of muscle in the blood. And Levy and his researchers found that if you're biologically female, on average, you're less muscular than your male counterparts. Older people tend to be more frail than young people. So they quickly realized if they wanted to create an equation that would best estimate the kidney's filtration rate, age, sex, and weight were important factors, but so was race. Here's nephrologist Amaka Inanya again.
And they found that black participants in that study compared to white participants at the same measured GFR or kidney function had higher levels of serum creatinine.
Based on this study, Andrew Levy created a new equation, which introduced a multiplication factor for black patients that increased their kidney function to make up for those higher levels of serum creatinine in their blood. The point was to get a more accurate picture of black patients' kidney function. But Inanya says this number can have serious life or death consequences.
We're assigning Black patients to have better kidney function. So there's a delay in terms of when they can actually get referred to be evaluated for a kidney transplant, because we have recommendations that say refer when it gets close to an EGFR of approaching an EGFR of, like, let's say 25 or so.
And there was pushback against this race adjustment right from the start. Experts, including Levy himself, say this study had a lot of issues.
And those main shortcomings were that it included only people with kidney disease, didn't include people without kidney disease. It did not include very many people with diabetes. It had a small proportion of Blacks. It didn't have very many people who were elderly. It didn't have healthy people.
The study also didn't really include people of other races. And critics of this study say one of its biggest weaknesses was that the researchers never identified why there was this observable difference in serum creatinine between the Black and white people studied.
That's the million-dollar question to this day. What they said, what the assumption was that Black people had higher serum creatinine levels because they're more muscular than other individuals, other racial groups. And they use very weak and flawed studies to support this assertion.
The criticism mounted, and in the early 2000s, Andrew Levy redid the study with more people and a more diverse cohort. And in this new study, Black participants on average still had higher levels of serum creatinine than non-Black people. These equations were later adopted widely across health systems in the U.S., and this calculation, this number, is what stood in Nicole Jefferson's way when she was trying to get listed for a kidney transplant at a hospital in Minnesota.
They said, we can't put you on the list because your kidney function is not down far enough. This is one of the places that's considered the top notch. And you're looking at a number and saying, because I'm Black, this is what you're going based on, and I can't be listed. So that was very frustrating.
David Jones is a medical historian at Harvard University who studies this medical practice of what's called race correction.
Because we have these old deep intuitions that Black people and white people are different in a way that's medically relevant, there are many practices in medicine, whether it's in diagnostic tests or treatment guidelines, where they've created two versions of the tool, one to use in white people and one to use in Black people.
But a growing body of research shows that social factors like housing, education, and income were more responsible for racial health differences than potential genetic differences between racial groups. So in the wake of Black Lives Matter in 2015, health systems were having their own racial reckoning too. Black people are almost four times more likely to suffer from kidney failure than white people. And some advocates say these equations that take race into account could be partly to blame. So in 2020, the National Kidney Foundation and the American Society of Nephrology formed a task force to debate the pros and cons of using race in estimated GFR. And in September 2021, they mandated the elimination of race as a variable in these equations. Nephrologist Amaka Inanya says she hopes a move towards a race-free calculation will lead to better care for more people.
It's a huge stepping stone. It's kind of a historical moment, right, that we are challenging the literature in this way. And so I think that we should keep our attention on racial inequities, but we actually need to take steps towards it. We've described racial inequities for a very, very long time. And we're beyond the point of describing. It's time for action.
For Here and Now, I'm Sojourner Ahebe.